You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that's always playing with power. I'm Cody.
And I'm Sam. We have a great show.
And that's it.
And that's it. Yep. It's the two musketeers, the two lone rangers once again. How do you pluralize rangers? I don't know.
Rangers.
Yeah. Multiple rangers.
Like okay. Power Rangers.
Yeah, like Power Rangers. Anyway, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a bunch of news to go through, but first let's talk about some things we have been checking out.
Although two lone rangers doesn't make sense.
I was making a reference to the movie Airheads. Have you ever seen Airheads?
Of course I've never seen Airheads.
Oh my God. I'm not surprised because Airheads was one of those shows that was always on Comedy Central because it was cheap back in the 90s.
Oh yeah, I remember it being on Comedy Central.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I did not watch it.
Well, the metal band in Airheads is they're the Lone Rangers.
Oh.
Yeah. And the joke is they keep asking how do you pluralize Lone Ranger? Do you remember who the band is in that?
No.
It's Adam Sandler on drums, Steve Buscemi on bass, and Brendan Fraser as the lead singer and guitarist.
Nice.
It's those three as a bunch of metalheads. It is the weirdest mishmash of garbage I've ever seen, but it's great. Yeah. I love it.
There's another episode of No, I Haven't Seen That.
There you go. Right. Perfect. There. Yeah. Everybody, go find Airheads. I mean, it's going to be in the dollar bin wherever you go.
Where every Brendan Fraser movie lives.
Yes. Hey, The Mummy was all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in the dollar
bin. It's going to be in the dollar bin. Sure. Wasn't the last movie he was in like some movie where like woodland creatures like attacked him or something?
Yes, Furry Vengeance, I think it was called.
Why?
I don't know. It was for the kids.
What happened to Brendan Fraser? He was George of the Jungle.
I read an article about this, actually, and I can't remember what it was. It was just a bunch of unfortunate things happened to him at once.
Mm.
And he kind of lost his leading man status.
Yeah, that is a shame because he had it. I mean, The Mummy, he was basically Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Do you remember the G.I. Joe movie where he like was like one of the trainers in like the G.I. Joe base and he popped up for 2 seconds and did not have a single line?
And he didn't even get a credit, I don't
know.
No,
I don't think he did. He was just standing there with a beret watching two people fight.
It's probably for the best because that movie was hot garbage.
It kind of was. Yeah. I wish they would redo that movie. Like, yeah. You know.
Like reboot G.I. Joe?
I think that G.I. Joe and Transformers could be rebooted and be set in a shared universe where they do a Transformers movie and say, you know, there's a big fight or whatever at the end. And there's some, you know, Decepticons that get killed at the end of the movie, whatever. And they explain that the U.S. government has reverse engineered old Transformer parts into the pew pew lasers, the red lasers and blue lasers that they use for the G.I. Joes. That would explain why they have crazy, stupid weaponry.
And also, it's got to be an action comedy. It's
exactly.
Got to be funny.
It's got to be funny. Well, you put The Rock in it and then you're good. That's all you got to do. You put The Rock in it. You make him. Which one was the toy that came with the sledgehammer?
I don't remember.
The one that from the old, what were they, the cartoons where they're like the PSAs where they put in like other voices, the Fleischer, not Fleischer. Oh. I forget what they're called. It's like an old internet meme. The guy that says body massage. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Right? You don't.
I don't. I'm completely
You've never heard
lost.
That. Okay. There were a bunch. Okay. So the old G.I. Joe cartoons had a bunch of PSAs at the end.
Yeah, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. So, this was like pre YouTube. I think this is like early internet. But they would go through and this one guy replaced all of the voices in those PSAs and made them just say like the weirdest stuff. It was like almost like C-Lab 2021 or like Space Ghost level kind of stuff. But like there was one where, you know, I'm going to look one up real quick. I just got to know what the guy's name is. I'm not going to play one on the show, but.
There's a show. We just play old internet clips.
That's
the audio.
You know what? People would listen to it.
Here's the heavily censored audio from Metal Gear Awesome.
Fensler film. It's a guy named Eric Fensler who went through and did like all these weird, like absurdist like G.I. Joe PSAs that take like 30 seconds or whatever. But no, look them up on YouTube. They're all low quality because it's like pre, you know, any
pre-video on the internet, really.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle. So anyway, we were talking about things we've been checking out, right?
Were we?
I think so.
I don't think we even got to that
point. We haven't gotten to that part yet. Well, you know what? I can go ahead and do mine real quick. So Riff Trax had one of their live shows
last week. I went to that also.
You did? All right. So that's something we could talk about. Yeah. Excellent. Oh my God. Space Mutiny.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
You know, that's one that they did on Mystery Science Theater, you know, during their original run. But like a lot of it had to have been cut out for the MST3K version because there was, some of that stuff was just bonkers nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there was nudity.
There was nudity. Yes, there was nudity. God, just the driving around those little carts.
Yes, the little enforcer carts were the funniest part.
Oh, yeah. Those were great. I loved it when, like, what's his name? Beef Ramtech or whatever his name was driving and like screaming, and then stops and slowly gets out of the car as it explodes. Like he just kind of stands up and just like totally stone faced. That cracked me up. The constant, cocktail parties happening on the bridge of the, well, it's the Battlestar Galactica. Cause that's all the ships they're using.
They reuse the footage from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
The old TV show.
Yeah, I had a theory that like the bad guys, like the people in the masks, it was
the Cylons?
You know what I'm talking about. The guys in the movie. It was just two stuntmen that they used over and over again because they were really, really good at falling over ledges. Yeah. Because it was always two. They were always wearing a mask and they always fell off
it's
a ledge.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, in like various forms. So that's what I thought.
I love when they're driving the carts and they're doing the, I think somebody's shooting at them and you can very clearly see all the like blasting caps on the side.
Oh
the...
yeah. Oh, that was so good. Yeah.
You could basically point to it and it would explode on screen.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. No, that was so good. And like, it made no sense. Like, what were those dancing women? Like the space dancing women?
I don't know.
Those, they made no impact on the film whatsoever. Like none.
But they had a lot of those plasma balls from Spencer's.
They went to a Spencer's gift and they got a lot of plasma balls. Yeah. And they kind of flailed around it. Yeah. Oh,
it's so weird. It's a weird movie.
So weird, but I'm glad they did it. It was so good.
I haven't seen the Mystery Science Theater episode in a long time. So I don't know what. They probably didn't reuse any of the jokes from that, I'm assuming.
Probably not. I mean, they did the the made up fake like lunkhead names for the main character, none of them were the same from the MST3K. So yeah, no, I kind of want to go back and watch that MST3K version too.
Yeah.
So
see. The short at the beginning was really good too. They did a weird short.
I remember watching the short and loving it, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it is.
It was the H.G. Wells short
story. Oh, with the magic shop.
Yeah.
The weird, weird magic shop. Oh, that was...
And then the kid disappears.
Yeah.
Like, it was really weird and funny.
And then it turned into a pizza place.
Yeah.
So weird. But, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, anytime the Riff Trax guys are doing a live broadcast at theaters, you should probably go to it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there because it's always a good show. Some of them are funnier than others.
Oh, sure. I mean, you're going to have that with anything. But
they're always worth the price of admission.
Oh, for sure. I remember going to the Samurai Cop one
last
summer. Oh, my God. That was so good. And actually, I think I went to the first one that they had done. It was a Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah, I went to that one with you.
I actually think we went together for that
one. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right on. So let's see. The other thing I did this week was went and saw Deadpool for a second time. Took my dad out there for Father's Day. And
Father-son Deadpool adventure.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It was great. It was a blast. He loved it.
It was a good movie.
It was really good. It was really, really good. there were a couple of things that I caught this time around that I didn't quite catch the first time around. Like, at one point he calls Cable One-Eyed Willy, which is a reference to the Goonies.
The Goonies,
which,
yeah,
which he's in.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Brolin is in. He's like the, right. He's the jock older brother in the Goonies. Yeah.
That's good.
So, yeah, that was really good. I mean, just so great. Don't take your kids, but it's so great.
I went to go see a movie and then didn't do it.
Okay.
We went to see the Incredibles 2 yesterday.
Okay.
Wait, no, day before yesterday.
Okay.
Tuesday,
sure.
You know, the cheap day.
Yeah.
It was crowded.
Really?
Crazy crowded.
Really?
We were even there early. We were there at like noon. And it was just wall-to-wall people and kids.
Oh, man.
Buses of kids.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been waiting for this Incredibles 2 for like how long?
14 years, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, that's great.
But like the only way we could see it is if we sat like in the very, very front of the ultra screen.
Oh, and you don't want to do that.
No, so we just didn't go. We just went to the mall.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, you know, it's worse things you can do, I suppose. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm hoping, well, it's not going to happen this weekend, but probably in the next couple of weeks, hopefully I can get a chance to see.
Yeah, Samantha and I are going to give it another try tomorrow, I think.
Oh, good deal. So. Right on. Have you seen Solo yet?
No.
Oh, man, you got to see Solo before it leaves the theater.
I don't know if I want
to. No, you got to see. You got to see Solo. I was made aware that they make a reference to that awful Star Wars fighting game, Masters of Terra Kasai, because one of the characters, they make a reference to being a master of Terra Kasai Kung Fu style. Yeah. Like, that game is rotten.
I've watched it, like clips of it, but I've never actually played it.
I played it in a demo inside, like, it might have been in that little short window of time where Barnes & Noble's had a game section and they had a demo set up of it.
Wow.
Yeah, this was a long time ago, but I remember that game being so janky and just like...
We need to do like a Let's Play of it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Wait till the next Star Wars movie gets closer to coming out and we'll do a Let's Play, put it on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. But actually... That's actually a news thing that we'll get to at the break, but it might be a little longer before the next Star Wars thing comes out.
That's true.
Yeah. But no. Oh, I guess the other thing I did, I went to see Infinity War again. But I mean, what can I say that's already been said?
Yeah,
basically.
We covered that
pretty extensively. But yeah. So yeah, did you do anything else during the week?
Let's see, I played more of the Splatoon expansion. I know I touched on it a little bit last week, but I've definitely put a lot more time in it now, and it's really, really good.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, it dips into the lore a lot more the further you get,
okay,
which is always interesting because the Splatoon world is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It explains Marina a lot, which is really interesting, and I'm like at the very last boss.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't finished it yet because I went to bed. But it's surprising. The boss is surprising, and there's also a mini boss before that is also surprising.
Really?
So, I mean, it pulls some cool tricks, and it's 100% definitely worth getting. It's better than the single player that the game came with.
Oh, really? Is it? Okay. That's cool. That's great. I was kind of hoping that they would put the eventually do a DLC and put the Splatoon 1 DLC or single player into it with that lore and everything.
Yeah,
that way you just get the whole package,
the whole experience.
Yeah, might as well,
because nobody's gonna go back and play the Wii U to get the story of the first
does
game.
Anyone own a Wii U anymore?
I mean, I still have mine, but it's in a box.
Yeah,
it is packed away. I mean, any game you'd want to play for the Wii U is basically going to get ported to the Switch anyway.
Either the Switch or the 3DS.
Yeah.
It seems like. Yeah. that's crazy how many, like, Wii U games are just like, oh, hey, it's on the 3DS.
Yeah, like Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yoshi's Woolly World.
I'm really surprised they were able to kind of crunch that down and make it work.
And
it's
still just as fun.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they added like extra levels to it or something, didn't they?
Yep, there's extra levels with Poochie.
Yeah.
Yoshi's little dog pal.
I was going to say, is that the cool dude that Itchy and Scratchy hang out with?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He died on the way to his home planet. Yeah, I never got that Poochie amiibo, and it was really good.
Oh,
Yarn Poochie.
It is very good. That's right. Yes. It's somewhere in my pile of amiibos. Yes.
I got a weird itch to play a Monkey Island game
again,
and I started playing through the Telltale one, the Tales of Monkey Island.
Sure, yeah.
And it's better than I remembered. I remembered it being just kind of okay.
I think I remember you saying that it was just kind of okay at the time when you saw it the first time or something.
Yeah, but I like it more now. I don't know what it is. The puzzles are actually pretty good, and it really makes me miss the time when Telltale made like actual games and not movies that are games. I don't have a problem with cinematic games like that. I just wish that Telltale just didn't make the same one over and over again with a different franchise skin on top.
That is Telltale's kind of biggest thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is big moral choices, moral dilemmas.
So-and-so will remember that.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, do that, but also, like, put some puzzles in there, or make a funny one.
Yeah, make it funny.
Yeah, I miss when they were funny, because they were really good at it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you can get some sweet Minecraft humor out of Minecraft the game. Oh. Remember when they made a story mode for Minecraft?
Oh, yeah, and they continue to do it, and they'll probably never stop, because it makes them $1 bajillion.
You know what? I'm happy for Patton Oswalt. I'm glad he is making tons of money. And to a lesser extent, what's his name? The big guy with the beard, the comedian.
Brian
Posehn.
I mean, I played the first two episodes of that,
mm-hmm.
and I just could not get into it. I'm just like, I don't care. It's Minecraft. Like, log out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get invested in this story because it takes place inside of a video game where there's no
anything.
Yeah, there's no stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched a Let's Play of the first two episodes of it, and the Let's Play was kind of a joke. The two guys playing it absolutely hate Minecraft and hate the story mode and hate everything about it. So it's basically like a couple of hour long podcasts where they're just kind of rambling over top and just they called it a fail through where they wanted to just have put the controller down and see how many times they could just not answer a prompt and have the game play itself. And the first chapter, I think you have to press the button like twice out of every prompt, and everything else is just like, well, it just kind of picks whatever the best answer is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times in those Telltale games, silence is
an answer.
Yeah. Which is interesting, but it's rarely ever used in an interesting way.
Yeah. I don't know.
I miss their comedy. I miss Sam and Max, and I miss
Strong Bad's cool
Strong
games
Bad,
for, Oz,
yeah.
for awesome people. Yeah.
But now they just want to do...
Hey, Walking Dead. I mean, it's a strong IP.
At least they're doing the last one of that.
Oh, that's true.
Until they reboot it or do a different story.
I have heard the Fables one was very good.
Yes, it is. It's really good.
Yeah.
I will give them that. I really like that one.
Yeah. So I'm a decent fan of the, decent enough fan of the comic series. I've read
trade of that, and it is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's different. It has a different feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they capture that in the game so it doesn't feel like playing The Walking Dead again.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but,
good point.
You know, like the Batman game they have is just like...
Who cares about Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Just be Batman. But don't be like, you know, just stand around and answer questions, Batman.
It's just a lot of that and a lot of QuickTime events that aren't fun.
QuickTime events are best used sparingly. Yeah. I'm not one of those guys that completely dogs on QuickTime events. I think sometimes when you have to do something cinematic, a QuickTime event used correctly really, really works.
Yeah, it's better to have you do something in a cool moment to feel like you had some kind of
impact on that cool moment. Yeah. But yeah, when you do it all the time and you do it, or in the case of David Cage games, like
that is your gameplay.
Yeah, like I've been watching Detroit Become Human Let's Play. I've been watching a lot of Let's Plays lately. Well, I've had a lot of time at work. But the game has so many like quick time and like, you know, button presses and things to the point where many times the game will just stop, like time will stop
until you
press the next one, because they want to make sure that you get through the scene and not fail something.
Are you still like, awake?
It just totally freezes in place. Like the guy's like going to hand a piece of paper to someone else and he just stands there until you complete like the weird, like half circle motion. That game looks wild, by the way.
I really want to play it, but
yeah, they added a feature to it without spoiling anything of the story. They added a feature to it that I think is really neat. At the end of each chapter, it pulls up a map, basically showing you all of the path, your path that was unlocked, and grayed out all of the untaken paths.
Oh.
And then you can press a button and see what percentage of the game playing populace had gotten to your path and done your like selections.
Telltale games do that.
Yeah, but this looks really cool.
Map,
yeah, it has a map.
That's
it looks
different,
really cool.
And that's a good
idea. Yeah, I think something like a game like Heavy Rain could have benefited from something like that.
Yeah, I like Telltale so much. I want to see them do the good game.
Yeah,
but they haven't in so long.
Yeah,
and it's really rough. Like I don't even buy them half the time anymore.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, make a mediocre game.
Yeah.
Don't make the bad game.
Yeah. It's not that they're bad. It's just they're all the same.
Yeah.
It's just all the same.
It really is.
They hit success with one thing, and they've been beating that dead horse.
Well, vote with your dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like something, don't pay for it. That's the best way to send a message to game makers and comic writers. Creators of TV shows, any kind of media, just vote with your dollar. That's the only way you can get through to them. Because if you hate buy something or you hate play something, they're still getting your money.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Now, after seeing all that Fallout 76 stuff from E3, I went back and started playing Fallout 4 again.
Oh, yeah?
I rolled a character that has, like, maxed out strength.
Nice.
And I've been using only melee attacks.
Excellent.
So
I'm
just rolling the wasteland, punching the heads off of super mutants. It's
excellent.
Pretty entertaining.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Being the way the game's written, it's basically just go in rooms and kill everybody. So you might as well roll a person that's all they can do.
They're just super good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never played a Fallout game. I've kind of gotten the itch every once in a great while, but I just don't have the time to devote to it.
And it is a time sink.
Yeah.
You'll fall in there and won't come out for days.
That's what I'm worried about. although if I were to roll a character, I would be that guy that would put like all of my stats into luck and just watch like everyone shoot like each other. And yeah. I just kind of walk through the room and not do.
Be Domino.
Yeah, basically. Like, yeah, exactly.
And I made a punch lady and her name's Judy Punches.
Nice. I like it.
And she punches the heads off, like literally punches their heads off.
Oh yeah, I have no doubt. Yeah, watching the Monster Factory of that is
Final
like
Final Pam.
The Final Pam, where she's just like decimating. Well, but then they hacked that and they like put the strength up to like 5,000 or something like that.
Like her only weapon that she uses is like a pair of brass knuckles that I've modified to have blades on them.
Oh, nice! Like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, she's post-apocalypse Wolverine.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Right on. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we'll get into a little bit of news. We're back. That was The Saga Begins by Weird Al Yankovic. Haven't we done like covers or like parody covers the last 3 weeks of the show?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a cover of Country Roads last week.
Uh-huh.
What did we do the week before that?
It was Africa by Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been cover month.
Cover month. Impromptu cover month.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that a lot. But no, Cody, why did we play that good Star Wars song?
Because we've got a couple of Star Wars news items here.
Yeah.
Which one do we want to do? I guess there's more meat on the George Lucas one.
We have more meat there. Well, there is more meat on George Lucas. Especially in the chin area. His neck waddle of sadness, I think, is what we called it at one point.
Yeah. George,
that's a deep cut, everybody. It's deep cut, nerd
back
overload.
In the day,
back in the day.
That might have been a Pizza Extreme
Team. It may have been a Pizza Extreme Team episode.
Callback. George Lucas came out of his hibernation cave.
Yeah.
To say that if he was going to direct the Star Wars...
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9, that it would be about midichlorians.
Yeah, it was going to be all microscopic with a whole new cast and a world that makes no sense. Following these microscopic beings called the Wills, which is something that's been in Star Wars for a while. The Wills were supposedly like the first Force users or something like that, but they've never really explained them. They're like ghosts or something like that. Actually think, wasn't Donnie Yen's character from Rogue One like monk of like the Wills or something like that?
That's, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I mean the concept has been in Star Wars and they continue to use it. But yeah, the idea was that it was going to happen like on a sub-microscopic level with these little tiny beings who are like friends with the midichlorians or something.
Yeah, and they exert their...
And it's like they exert their will over...
Yeah, I guess that's the word.
They exert their wills?
Yeah, over people to...
Yeah, to use the Force and do their bidding. Yeah, the way George Lucas explained it, it's like the characters that we learned about in 1 through 6 are just basically puppets of these little tiny, tiny guys living in your bloodstream telling you, hey, use the Force on that thing. Yeah. There's a quote that George has about this that I am currently looking up because it is too good not to bring up on the show. Let's see. Yes. The next 3 Star Wars films are going
to
get...
You gotta do it in his voice.
Oh, I have to do it in...
You gotta do it in your George Lucas voice.
I have to do it in his voice. Oh, God. Okay.
Not to put you on the spot.
Okay, let me get into the... a mood. I have to...
Yeah. Here, put on this flannel shirt.
Put on this flannel shirt and... It's kind of elongate my esophagus a little bit. It was always my intention that Greedo shot through. Okay, I got it. All right, here we go. The next 3 Star Wars films were going to be in a microbiotic world. There's this world of creatures that operate differently than we do. I call them the Wills, and the Wills are ones who actually control the universe. They feed off the Force. So he goes on to explain, you know, the Wills, and they are the Force, and they basically eat midichlorians or whatever. And he finishes out the interview by saying,
of course, a lot of the fans would have hated it, just like they did Phantom Menace and everything. But at least the whole story from beginning to end would have been told.
So, like, he's like, you know what, fans? You're going to hate it, but this is my Star Wars. So slurp it up.
At this point, I don't think fans will like any Star Wars that's put in front of them. So,
yeah.
Why not?
Well, yeah, and you know what? Here's... I have a little bit of respect for someone who is like, I'm going to put out this thing that I know everyone's going to hate.
But this is my story.
My thing. And the other thing is, I don't think George wanted to do episodes 7 through 9. So he came up with the most ridiculous, asinine plot for those films so that anyone who looked at the script would go, no.
No. Yeah.
No, George.
We can't do this.
We can't. George, buddy.
You didn't put any lightsabers in this. We can't
do this. There was another George Lucas film. It just hit me. He did an animated film that dealt with microscopic people. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Here we go.
It was called The Secret World of Arrietty. No.
You're right.
That was a good movie though.
Yeah, it was. That was a pretty good one. Wasn't that based on the Bar Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that? No, that was fairies. That's Strange Magic, maybe.
Strange Magic. That might be it. Let me do. Okay, so yeah, there was a movie kind of about small people called Strange Magic. Maybe George is just like super into like tiny things now.
Maybe, yeah.
He's just shrinking, you know.
Maybe that's a fetish he has.
He might shrinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a thing.
I don't know. Just this Star Wars thing is like, why?
Yeah.
I'm glad Disney took this one. I'm glad they took it away from him.
Yeah, I've liked all
well,
the Star Wars
movies. He sold it to him for
half a bajillion million dollars.
Yeah, more money than I can fathom. So it's, you know, it's fine. But Disney may not be doing so hot with their Star Wars properties.
Solo has actually lost money for them.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen it yet, but yeah, trust me, I can see why. But yeah, Solo has lost them money, and it has gotten to the point where Disney has decided to like put all of the Star Wars side movies on hold until they figure things out. Although they claim it's to focus in on the original trilogy, to wrap that up and to start up a new trilogy.
Which is
with new characters.
Really thinking ahead weird, but...
Yeah, it is, but...
I don't think the side story movies are a bad idea.
I don't think they are either.
I think they just need to make them good. Like, Solo from the start didn't look that good. It didn't seem like that good of an idea.
Han Solo is not a character that you really need to know a lot about.
Yeah.
He's just some sleazy guy in a bar that has a ship. That's all you need to know. You learn everything about Han Solo you need to during the course of the 6 or 7 movies.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know, you know, where baby Han Solo came from or where Han Solo got his last name from. That's in the Han Solo movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to know that.
You don't need to know.
I don't care.
Yeah, you don't need to know how the sausage is made on that one. Like, pick a area of space that wasn't explored. Pick, like, Hunters, but not Boba Fett.
I think the Boba Fett movie is fine. I would be excited for a Boba Fett movie.
Sure, I mean, I guess there hasn't been enough. Well, they've done a lot with the
I think the they ruined enough of his mystique with the prequel movies and having him as a little kid.
Yeah,
Sure, go in there and flesh it all out. Why not?
Sure. yeah, I mean, give me a
Dengar.
Dengar movie. Sure. Give me a Jabba the Hutt movie.
Yeah.
Make like The Godfather, but Jabba the Hutt.
The Job Father. But yeah, an organized Star Wars organized crime movie.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool. And to be honest, Solo gets into a little bit, but they do it by introducing yet another completely separate organized crime, you know, organization that we're supposed to believe that has been around for the entirety of
it's
the...
It's
been there the
time.
Entire time. It's never been mentioned, but it's been there, you guys. And they're like the people that are like up against the Hutts, kind of, a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they should get rid of the side stories because Rogue One was...
Yeah, Rogue One was great.
Fantastic.
That might be my favorite of the new Star Wars movies, honestly.
I'm still a sucker for Force Awakens.
I mean, Force Awakens was really good.
Yeah. But it
was like mostly stuff from the it was mostly A New Hope. But
yeah, but
I don't want to
with a twist. With enough of a twist.
And I understand why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. They had to play it safe because it was coming back for a long time and no George Lucas.
Mm-hmm. They had to do
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
I don't want to.
It's a very calculated kind of, but yeah, I don't know about this. I mean, I wish they just, you know, I think it was a mistake for them to say that, you know, we are going to have a Star Wars movie every year from now until forever, whether you like it or not. But like every couple of years, you know, do a side story, wait a couple of years, do a Star Wars.
Do it for a real Star Wars.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, so I don't know. They shouldn't give up on the idea completely, I don't think.
Yeah, there's so many stories you can tell in that universe. You just have to do a good job when you do it.
Yeah, just do a good job and don't hire actors who look like dunces. I'm talking about you, Han Solo, young Han Solo, man.
He doesn't look like Harrison Ford. It was just a bad pick from the start.
Hey, guess what? He also doesn't sound or act like Harrison Ford. Or Han Solo in this movie. Like, he is just bland action man, basically.
When we were talking about the casting for this, did you say it should be Dave Franco?
Yeah, Dave Franco would have been a really good one.
Yeah.
Because at least, I mean, why not? Dave Franco, I think, could have done a decent enough job. I mean, it's kind of difficult to understand what Dave Franco says half the time. He kind of mumbles a little bit.
But so does Han Solo.
But so does Han Solo. Sure. Yeah. So let's stick on the Disney thing. So Disney's, you know, they have a penchant for slurping up
properties.
Different companies, yeah, and properties and stuff like that. They officially, and this has been in the works for a long time. We knew this was coming. They have officially purchased 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, it was up in the air for a little bit there because I think Comcast was after him too, and they were talking about doing a hostile takeover.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently not. Apparently Disney is one out, and they now own 21st Century Fox.
Yeah, and I'm looking up the price that they bought it for. It's some crazy amount. $71.3 billion.
It's enough money to solve all of the major problems on Earth.
Yeah, but hey.
But hey,
we're getting the Wolverine X-Men in the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you guys. That's pretty
priorities,
cool.
Priorities, man.
Priorities. You know, you got to get your Fantastic Four back. You got to get that Galactus in those movies now. Yeah, we can get Galactus against Captain America or something. I don't know.
The water's still poison in Flint, Michigan. But hey.
while they can't, you know, drink the water, they can at least, you know, go watch, you know, Professor X.
Deadpool have a cameo in Avengers 7.
Perfect. Exactly. Excellent. Excellent work. We've talked about this before. I like the idea of all of the properties being under one roof in the Marvel sense.
It's just everything else about it.
Everything else about it is really gross. And the fact that Disney has acquired so many different companies and properties,
especially lately,
that they're pushing like monopoly kind of territory, and that worries me a little bit. I mean, it's good that they're like keeping, they're not just going, okay, everything's now Disney and just being under Disney.
Yeah.
Like they have Marvel Studios that kind of does their own thing, and they have Lucasfilm that kind of does their own thing, and they just kind of have one Disney person that kind of goes in like, hey, don't forget, hey, it's Disney.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they're going to do with 21st Century Fox as well. They're probably going to keep, although they might change the name because they didn't get the Fox.
Yeah, they don't own the all of Fox. It's just
the movie properties.
Yeah, well, and TV too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So Disney does in fact own the Simpsons now.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about.
And that was another thing when I was downloading those Monkey Island games again. The EULA pops up that you have to agree to, and it says Disney everywhere on it.
I'm like, really?
Oh yeah. They own this now too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So Disney owns Sam and Max.
No.
Oh.
No, the creator of Sam and Max.
Oh, they own Sam and Max. Okay, well,
yeah,
that's good.
Steve
at least.
Steve Purcell owns it.
Okay, good.
But
that's
they
good
own
at least.
Everything else that LucasArts ever did. They own Maniac Mansion. They own Full Throttle.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know if I like it. Actually, I'm pretty sure I don't like it.
Yeah.
But get your Wolverines back in Avengers time.
Yeah, if you have Avengers time.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, grab your friends. I'm not singing the whole Adventure Time theme song on here.
No. I mean, it'd kill time.
Yeah, it definitely would.
Yeah. Let's see. We have a couple of quick hits here. So scientists say that they could create actual living dinosaurs within 5 years with gene research and stuff like that. And the thing I say is, you know, they're going to spend so much time wondering if they could. They are not going to stop to think if they should.
Well, don't worry.
Jeff Goldblum.
Don't worry. They'll make them all female so they can't
so they don't
reproduce.
Yeah, but they'll use frog DNA, and that's, you know, it'll, yeah.
Actually, in the article, they said they'd use bird.
Oh, bird. Oh, that makes makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I don't know. It'd be cool to see a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah. I'd kill to see a live dinosaur.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
I wonder if they'll put them in a park.
Where everybody could come see him,
mm-hmm.
maybe behind big electric fences, and
yeah.
you drive around in a little branded car.
I think that would be, yeah, hold on to your butts. Sam Jackson. No, I'm just saying words.
Yeah, you just have to say who said the quote afterwards.
That's right. That's what you got to do. Yeah, all right. So
you didn't say the magic word. Wayne Knight.
It's Newman.
It's Newman.
Okay, so they're rebooting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action films.
Yeah, film franchise again. I say go for it because you did a bad job last time.
That second one wasn't terrible.
I never saw either one.
Well, the first one was pretty bad, and I hate the way they look, but the second one had Bebop and Rocksteady, and they were played pretty well perfectly.
And they looked exactly like they were supposed to, unlike the Turtles.
It was an inspired choice getting the wrestler Sheamus to both voice act and play the human form of Bebop.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And I forget the name of the guy who they got to play Rocksteady, but it's a well-known voice actor and kind of actor. But no, that was like a highlight of that second film. But I'm up for more Turtles. I am a fan of the Turtles.
They need to lean away from the dark, gritty, serious, and lean into the goofy Turtles like the cartoon.
I think they need to hit the happy medium, which was the 2003 cartoon. That had a really good mix of goofy, children's comedy and like serious. I would say it was almost a step and a half away from being like Batman animated series territory.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But for me, I think the biggest thing is they need to make the Turtles look a little less realistic and imposing, because those Turtles in that most recent series, it looks scary.
Yeah, like what kid's gonna be into that?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a kid anymore. I don't know what kids like.
I don't think
it's hulking monstrosities though.
What they should do, if it were me, I would go back to suits that look like the old Turtles movies, but CG with like the shape, the head shape, and like the body shape and everything. Make them look like that, but give them CGI faces. Take the tech from.
Where the wild things are, yeah, that they kind of did.
And I mean, that's kind of the tech that they used for the new Turtles as well, but they just made them look like weird monstrosities and not like actual turtles.
Yeah.
If they were to do like kind of something kind of like that, I think that would
work. They're nice boys. They need to look like friendly, nice boys.
And not like giant 7-foot hulking monsters. The Turtles are only supposed to be like 4'7" or something like that. They're supposed to be tiny.
Huh.
Yeah, they're not tall. Like, they're shorter than April O'Neil.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why they were made to be as big as they were is because they weren't able to get a bunch of shorter actors to play them in the suits. That's that's it. Also, Wolverine, 5'3". Remember it. Not 6 foot like Hugh Jackman.
I wonder if that when they recast him, if they'll get somebody short.
Nope.
No.
Definitely not.
They really should.
They should.
That was kind of part of his thing. He was a small guy.
They should. They won't, but they should.
With a lot of anger in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger in that little boy. let's see. Another quick hit. So there's Star Trek. Plenty of Star Trek.
Apparently a lot of new Star Trek heading our way.
Yeah, there was kind of a bummer article a little bit earlier in the week where a couple of the showrunners for the Star Trek Discovery, that new show on the CBS app.
Which is good, I hear.
Yeah, from what I understand. I mean, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah,
but
I've seen the first two episodes, but yeah, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, but they exited the show over some allegations of verbal and emotional abuse from towards some of the staffers on the show, which is really not cool and fun and things that we don't really tend to get into on the show. But... So there was kind of up in the air whether that show was going to continue or what was going to happen. But it looks like Alex Kurtzman is going to be taking over, taking a more active role in the series. He was a producer. And he is launching another handful of Star Trek shows, including one set at Starfleet Academy for CBS.
Which is a cool idea.
It's a great idea. It's done by the folks who did the reboot of Dynasty and worked on Gossip Girls and Marvel's Runaways, which is the big one. Because that show is very good.
I haven't watched it. Maybe I should.
Yeah, it's very good.
I also hear Cloak & Dagger is good.
I've heard Cloak & Dagger is very good. It makes me wish that they would do that New Warriors show, because that was going to be produced by the same people with Squirrel Girl and Mr. Immortal and all of them. I wish they would do that, but that's up in the air.
Yeah,
anyway,
still up in the air.
Yeah. There's also a limited series where there's no plot details. There is a limited series based around Wrath of Khan.
I don't think we need that. I think we know all we need to know about Khan.
The only thing I can think of is what if it's set in like slightly beyond modern day, because the whole idea behind Khan was that he was created kind of in modern day, or like 50 soldier, years, yeah, as a super soldier, as one of like a army of super soldiers, and the super soldiers revolted and they were then cryogenically frozen and shot into space. I think if we did had a show about that, like set at 50 years in the future
during the conflict.
Yeah. I think that would be very cool.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that is an animated series.
Which, that's great.
Which I'm so into. The original animated series was so great and hokey.
Yeah, it was just more Star Trek, really.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was so good.
It was written just like they'd write the regular show, but now it was animated.
Yeah, and by doing it animated, they could visit
They wanted.
Yeah, they could do anything. They could visit any time frame, any timeline.
They could put a cat person on the bridge.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they sure did. The running rumor with that is that Patrick Stewart is super, super interested in reprising his role as Jean-Luc Picard in one of these shows. And I am so in for that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
On any of them. Well, any not the con one.
Any of them.
It wouldn't work in the con one, time wise.
Yeah. Probably not that one. But, well, you know, Star Trek's full of time travel shenanigans. But I think he'd work well as like a teacher at the Starfleet Academy.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Make him like the Dumbledore of Starfleet Academy.
yeah
well,
I mean that would work fine.
Oh, it would be great, and that would mean he wouldn't have to be on every single episode, but he'd pop up every once in a while and give Sage Picard advice.
Yeah.
Super good.
Or the animated series they're talking about could just be the next generation
just
of the animated
next gen, just more next gen.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's get Worf back in there. Let's get Frakes. Everybody's back in.
They're all back.
They're all back in animated form. So yeah, let's
Geordi.
See Geordi? Yeah, I'll get Geordi in there, sure. Yeah, but you don't take my word for it. That's not the quote from Reading Rainbow. It was close, but I didn't say it right.
Yeah, it wasn't right.
It totally wasn't right. But,
Oh well,
whatever. We're moving on.
A little bit of Pokemon Go news.
Yeah, let's do the Pokemon Go news.
We still play that.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of people who still play that.
Yeah, I think its death is widely... Oh my God.
Exaggerated.
I forgot that quote.
You want to try that one again?
Yeah, I think its death is widely exaggerated.
Yes, I agree
that. There's a lot of people who still stick around and catch those Pokemon.
Oh, every community day, people are out and about, like all over the place. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's not going to be like it was for those 2 weeks when it was new, but there's enough people.
Yeah. But Pokemon Go is...
when there was briefly world peace while everyone was
that
catching
one week,
Pokemon.
That 1 or 2 1 week and a half where everybody was happy and everyone was outside. It was wonderful.
It really was.
It was so good.
It's so weird, and there's never going to be anything like that ever again.
Never.
I'm glad I got to be alive during it.
Yeah, it was such a weird, wonderful time.
Yeah.
Watching everybody put up like chairs and Veterans Memorial here in town and just hanging out all day. It was great. It's a good time. Anyway, Pokemon Go, this is probably already out by the time you're listening to this, but they had a pretty major update which introduced a friend list feature as well as trading.
Trading, staple of the Pokemon franchise since its inception, is finally in Pokemon Go.
Yes, a feature that should have been made 3 years ago, but here it is now, and it looks like it's going to work pretty well. Yeah, you trade between friends.
Yeah, and it's kind of limited in the way you can do it, so you can't just fill out each other's Pokedex instantly.
Yeah, you have to use Stardust, and if it's something that you don't have in yours, it's like they jack the price up, basically.
Yeah.
Everything's done through friend codes. You can't trade... you can only trade locally. You can't just get a rando's friend code from over in Asia and get like a Farfetch'd or whatever.
Which,
it doesn't
work
like that.
I like it that way.
I kind of do
it's
too.
It's more like the old game. Like getting your link cable out.
Kinda.
Type of thing.
Yeah. So the friend feature also has a thing where if you spend certain Pokestops, you'll get like a little present that you yourself can't open, but you send to your friend and they open it and it bumps up like
your friend level,
but also they get like items and Pokeball. Like, well,
the King's Rock,
actually some special eggs that have the Alolan forms.
Oh yeah. That's how they're distributing
those. And that's really cool. We just said a lot of gibberish to people who don't play Pokemon, but that's okay. Fancy Pokemon. That's what I'm saying.
They're
fancy.
Just different forms of classic Pokemon.
Yeah, basically.
They look slightly different.
Yeah. But no, that's really good and fun. There was one article that you read a little later.
On Kotaku. Where a fight broke out over Pokemon Go somewhere.
Some
adult man and his adult son beat someone up because they took their Pokemon gym and threw a Gatorade at their car.
So who knew that Pokemon Go introduced the enemy system before the friend system? But yeah, I mean, it's...
People still care about Pokemon Go a lot,
but
apparently.
That seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
It really does.
Don't throw Gatorades at people. Also, don't beat people up who throw Gatorades at your car.
Don't be like that. Just, hey, everybody, be cool. It's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Just be cool.
Also, if you haven't played Pokemon Go in a long time, I fully recommend that you re-download it and give it another shot.
Give it a shot.
Because they've added a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah. It's definitely worth trying out again. I mean, it's free. So
I mean, we've talked about the field research quest system before, but I really think that adds a lot to the game.
It really does. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, no, Pokemon Go. I'm glad it's still around and still going strong. I'm happy about that.
It's a fun game if you take it for what it is and you don't expect it to be a fully featured Pokemon game, which it was never going to be from the outset.
Exactly. Exactly. So with that, I think we have reached the end of the show. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
And you can follow us on all the forms of social media that there is under the handle. Is that what
handle?
People say?
Yeah, let's
under
say handle.
The handle of Nerd Overload. Now your Instagrams, your Twitters, your Facebooks.
Yep, Twitch. Twitch is on Twitch. Hey, do you like shirts?
Yeah, I love wearing clothes.
Do you need something to cover up the top half of your body?
Are you tired of blasting those nips?
Yeah. Well, guess what? They're Nerd Overload shirts now. So, you know, I recommend going over and checking out tpublic.com/users/nerdoverload now. I'm going to have to come up with a shorter URL for that to kind of redirect it.
Yeah, or you just put a link on the...
Actually, on the website webpage. there's a store button I already put up on there.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, just go to nerdoverload.com and click on store.
But yeah, I mean, right now we have one shirt on there. It's the logo for the show.
It's
I like it
logo.
A lot. I think it's pretty cool.
I bought one. I'll be excited to get it.
Yeah. They make pretty quality shirts. I've bought some shirts off of them before, and a tiny portion of that goes back to help support the show, which helps us put out more quality content like we are doing now. So yeah, if you enjoy the show, you know, check it out.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Buy my shirt.
Anyway, you can also email the show staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV. Go do that so we can change the name to Nerd Overload now so it's uniform.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the last thing we got to fix. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify.
Gregor.zone.
Gregor.zone, that hot website. Bronze WZMOFM.com on Saturdays at 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. We're also on WZMO 104.7 FM if you're in the Marion, Ohio area. We don't mention that often, but we're there. We're a live show, and that's pretty cool.
A live recorded show.
live recorded. Yes, this is live, everybody. Every time you listen to this, we are talking to you from live.
Yeah. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks again for tuning into the show, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.